We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Meatloaf passing away. We'll have more details on that in a minute. But first, what do Privilege Bingo and Murder and Mayhem have in common? I will let you know right after we eulogize Meatloaf, as you know, the performer, star of stage and screen. Very energetic, interesting man, you know that. But he passed away yesterday, late yesterday. He sold over 80 million albums in his career. 80 million albums. Bat Out of Hell was the main one. That was a really popular one. Two Out of Three Ain't Bad. You took the words right out of my mouth. Some of his good favorite songs, Paradise by the Dashboard Light, which you just heard there. He died at 74 years of age, and you know, he was in a lot of movies as well. Got his start. His mother passed away. He was from Dallas. His mom died when he was a teenager, so he moved to L.A., got a job starring in being in one of the players, one of the cast members in Rocky Horror Picture Show, which was a theatrical production. Then he got a job in the movie as well. And then his movie career took off, and he starred in a lot of movies, including, well, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, The Fight Club, Black Dog, Tenacious D, Wayne's World. He was in a lot of movies, had a great career, left us a lot of good tunes. So use some of those tunes to warm up today on this very cold day in Pittsburgh. It was 11 degrees when I came to work this morning. It's only going to get up to about 20. You know the rules. Warm up that car. Don't do it too long, though, because you have the most expensive gas east of the Rockies, according to AAA. Wear layers. We know the drill. If you've lived here long enough, we don't need to tell you how to prepare for the cold. And don't be so shocked that it's cold today, because it is January, for crying out loud. If this was June, I'd be freaking out. But right now it's January, so I'm not really freaking out. Our poll question today. Did you know that the last full-line Sears store in Pennsylvania is closing for good? Sears and Roebuck, gone. What historic brand, chain, or building do you fondly remember? We asked this as our Pulse of Pittsburgh poll question today because we have a photographer joining us at 8:35. He took 1970s-era snapshots of the city of Pittsburgh, and now those are famous and being published all over the place. So we wanted to have him in and tie it in with that question about the historic brand and chain and building that you fondly remember. Remember Hills or GB's, GD Ritzy's, Winkies? That's just in like the 70s and 80s. There are so many great brands that are gone, that are no longer in Pittsburgh. We want to know your thoughts. I tweeted it out at Kevin Battle. It's also on our social media pages, the KDK Radio Morning Show on Twitter. Also, I tweeted out this story about Privilege Bingo, and I was talking to my brother yesterday, and his child goes to one of the school districts in Northern Virginia. And we were talking about schools. And his question was, what the heck happened in Pittsburgh? A kid got shot in a school? Yeah, outside of Oliver Citywide the other day. Two shots in the chest while he was sitting in a van. Police believe it was a targeted attack of Marquise Campbell, who was 15 years old. Killed at school. Unbelievable, right? And then, thankfully, there was an arrest in that murder of the lady at the bus stop. The 28-year-old. She was talking to her mom on the phone, apparently. Just going about her life. and somebody came up and shot her. Well, police have arrested, I'm reading off the WPXI website, D'Angelo Ziegler. Apparently, this young lady, 28-year-old, named Rachel Dowden, had a protection from abuse order against him in November. And then on January 6th, she had apparently waved down an Allegheny County Sheriff's deputy to report that this person, an unknown male, had been inside her house and took her gun that she had bought for protection of herself because of the scary and now deadly situation that she faced. Unbelievable. So we're glad to see that the police have quickly been able to apprehend a suspect in that. And hopefully justice is served for Rachel. G.C. Murphy's another store that I fondly remember. Getting back to our poll question. And I brought this up about the schools and the shooting here in Pittsburgh because I was talking to my brother. In his school district, they're talking about privilege bingo. What is privilege bingo? So in Pittsburgh, we're talking about and trying to find a suspect in the shooting of a kid, a 15-year-old kid at school. In Northern Virginia, they're talking and complaining about identifying your privilege. Kids had to play a bingo game, apparently. Some of the questions, you know, like B1 would be native English speaker. If you're a native English speaker, you have privilege. If you're white, that would be I2. You have privilege. If you're Christian, I3. Privilege. Parents are married. N2. Privilege. Never worried about food. Privilege. Born in the country of residence. Privilege. The center square is still free. So that's what the parents in Northern Virginia and largest school district in Virginia are on the defensive about today. I tweeted that out if you'd like to read that story at Kevin Battle. Also tweeted out information about our poll question and also the murders at our schools as well. Just some of the things that are going on today. Also in Washington, D.C., the 49th annual March for Life is taking place. It's the largest peaceful human rights demonstration in the world taking place today. A very cold day in Washington, very cold day here. Oh, these are the facepalm stories, Paul. And
indeed they are.
You know, we were talking the other day with Larry about dating, where to find dates. You said maybe a dating app. I said, hey, go to the grocery store to meet future Mrs. Right Now. Both of us were wrong, apparently.
Really?
Apparently, if you want to start dating, go to Virginia. The hot place to pick up partners is at the gym. Gyms are the new version of nightclubs, according to a man visiting Lifetime Fitness in Fairfax City.
Well, you know what they say. Virginia is for lovers.
You're right. The 34-year-old was walking around the gym, chatting up customers, and he was stone drunk. He's lucky to be alive as well. He got upset when police arrived and tried to block a few of his fine moves. He's held without bond for kicking the officer.
Oh.
And speaking of dating, you know where babies come from, right?
The stork brings them, Kevin.
Either the stork or apparently meth pipes in some places. This story could not happen in Pittsburgh because it involves a secondary violation, and we don't arrest for those anymore. Let's go to Arnold, Missouri. A 48-year-old woman pulled over for the minor offense of driving at night without vehicle lights on. When asked, she did not know if she had anything illegal in the car, but she showed them a bag that was in her hand full of meth. There was another one behind the seat. Upon further review at jail, clutch your pearls, Virginia is for lovers. Female officer found that crack pipe in a interesting spot. She also found another bag of meth. And that is your horrible news.
Oh boy!
Over happy music. Just be glad that you're not one of those fine, upstanding citizens today.
I'm feeling better already, Kevin.
These stories are designed to make you feel better about yourself. That's all I can say.
By comparison, we're doing well.
Exactly. You know, don't set the bar too high, too low, and you'll be fine. Hey, one state representative has been very influential, has been a friend of the show, been on the show many times. He's decided enough politics. He's done. We'll talk to him coming up after the 7:30 news with Paul Rasmussen here on KDK. I'm Kevin Battle. Larry Richard on special assignment, let's say. He's waking up in the, 63 degrees right now in Bradenton, Florida. And I know he had a wonderful dinner last night.
Rat.
Blackened the grouper.
He's just a rat.
Yeah. He's down there as ambassador.
Ambassador what?
Ambassador Richard.
Really?
Yes, because there's a Tropicana plant in Bradenton, and it's been reported that the orange juice crop from Florida is going to be low this year, the lowest in 70-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to go down there. I just said, hey, Larry, all you have to do is just pour a little more vodka in the glass. Don't worry about how much orange juice is in it. But that wasn't the right answer. So he's on official duties right now, trying to secure us orange juice for
You know how far we've come.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With orange juice in this country. Remember, I was a kid. I don't know if you remember this, but orange juice was made from frozen concentrate.
Yes.
That big block of it you'd pull out of the freezer.
Just put some water on it.
And put water and stir like crazy for about a half hour.
Yes.
And now we get, you know, freshly squeezed juice.
Yes.
Right there in the, you know, and it's many different ways as you want it. With calcium, without, with pulp, without, you name it.
Extra pulp, yeah. And my grandmother loved oranges. She loved anything with orange flavoring in it. But when she was a child, she got like two oranges a year. They were in her, Santa Claus brought them in her stocking. That was it. It was such a delicacy.
It's a big
deal.
That's
all you got was that orange for Christmas. The Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA. Good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Larry Richard on special assignment in Bradenton, Florida. He's the ambassador down there, you know, four down there. So he's trying to get to the bottom of this orange juice shortage that's happening in Florida this year. In other politics here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, big news the other day, got an email from a state representative announcing that he's not seeking re-election to the Pennsylvania House of Representatives. And I said, well, he's been a friend of the show, sort of an insider for us, giving us some details on bills and things that are happening in Harrisburg. And joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Representative Frank Ryan of the Lebanon area. Good morning, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Kevin, thank you for having me on. It's always great to speak with you. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure, sir. And so I was a little bit shocked. You're not seeking re-election. You seem to love the job and hold on to it very well in your district, and you're very popular there. So you're not saying you're retiring, though. I noticed that.
Actually, I'm not. What I'm doing is I'm going to be doing it differently, Kevin. I went to Harrisburg with the intent of trying to get government as small as we can, keep the budget down, and instill some fiscal responsibility. I'm a certified public accountant and spent my entire career keeping companies out of bankruptcy. But the more I scratched the surface, the more I realized the financial controls in Harrisburg are even worse than I thought. So what I'm hoping to do is to use the knowledge I've gained from 6 years in the inside in the legislature to work on the outside to be able to put pressure on the appropriate pressure points to put that fiscal discipline, the fraud standards to prevent fraud in government and eliminate the waste. Now I know what to do, how to attack it. And we've got some great representatives in Harrisburg. You had my dear friend Eric Nelson on earlier today. And with representatives like Eric, we're going to be in great shape to do it. I value the friendships that we've built up. And candidly, Kevin, as I mentioned to you before, you with your stance and keeping the focus on what government is doing is critical to maintain our liberties.
Well, we really appreciate that, sir. Thank you very much. I just want to know what's happening, and we get the people on that are making it happen, and that's I just want knowledge. That's it, and I truly appreciate your insight and your comments, sir. Thank you. You said that it was time for an orderly transition to someone with youth, intelligence, and energy necessary to continue your mission. Do you have somebody that you would like to take over your seat or are going to push for in your region?
We actually have a couple of different folks. So because of redistricting, my district although the district where I live is still very solidly an area I know extremely well, and still a very conservative district. We have one or two people there that we had not anticipated needing to run because we had a group of other people from the other side of my district. But with redistricting, it looks like now there'll be two separate people running two different areas. So we've got a number of really good people. We're trying to sort out now which one is going to do it that we think that would be able to maintain the same fiscal responsibility. And they, all of the ones that I've talked to so far have understood that what we need to really look at is someone that's going to be compatible with what the district wants, what's in the best interest of the Commonwealth. And we'll keep putting the pressure on this issue relative to the way spending is out of control. As an example, the budget was up 9% last year. So the answer to your question is we don't have the, in one case, we have the specific name identified. In the other case, we don't. We're down to two folks that are both saying that they're pretty much interested in doing it. So that's kind of what we're trying to do right now.
Now, redistricting has been a bit of a concern, for especially for Republicans on the eastern side of the state. A lot of people have to compete against other Republicans. Did that have any thought? Did that lead to your decision?
Actually, it did not. And because my district that came about in my particular area would actually be very safe for me. What became really apparent for me, and this is kind of a nuance of the system that I'm really concerned about, and that nuance of the system is that in order to get a committee chair in the House of Representatives, you almost need to be there five terms. And I've gotten a number of financial reforms already put into place, but I'm 71, finishing up my third term. In order to be able to get a committee chair, I would end up being 75. And the committee that I think I could be the most effective in, finance, is actually going to become open this term. Once someone gets it, it's not likely it will become available for another 10 or 12 years. So I was thinking that, and I'm not a real big believer, I believe I'd like to see term limits, candidly. So sticking around that length of time is a concern. Kevin, I also became very concerned, now which I know, I'm a CPA, as I mentioned, I have really good current knowledge. I'm concerned that in four more years, because I'm not an active practitioner now, that cutting edge ability that I have now may not still exist in 4 years, and my knowledge base would be an additional 4 years out of date. So what I'm seeking is a reform in developing committee chairships in the House of Representatives, that it would not be done based upon seniority, will be based upon merit.
No, that's really
and
interesting.
I think we need to do that. Yeah. That's one of the reforms I want to work on once I'm on the outside.
Okay, and Governor Tom Wolf was here in Pittsburgh yesterday, and he was promoting the fiscal improvements to the state under his tenure. As he leaves office, he wants to be the first governor to leave a surplus to the next governor. The first one since Dick Thornburgh did that. Pennsylvania taking in about $1.5 billion more in taxes. The rainy day fund has grown to $2.8 billion. Are things fiscally sound? Are we fiscally sound in Pennsylvania?
Well, let me give you an example. If I can give you $7.5 billion and you can end with $3.5 billion, you wouldn't describe that as a success. The money that we have in the rainy day fund and all that, it came about very small portion from fiscal responsibility, the remaining portion of it because we took federal stimulus dollars and took half of it and parked it because of the anticipated $2 billion budget shortfall. The revenue that you're seeing that is excess right now is because no one knew what the revenue in forecast was be coming out of the pandemic, so they did a lower estimate. So what I generally speaking like to jokingly say is that Frank Ryan at my age fails to meet the low standards I've set for myself as a joke that I would say to people. And so if you set the bar low enough, you're bound to hit it at some point in time. One of my Marines made a comment to me one time, said, sir, if the minimum wasn't good enough, it wouldn't be the minimum. And so I would say this, is that claiming victory when we set the bar low shouldn't be necessarily a sign of victory. We've received over $7 billion in federal stimulus dollars, and we have $3.5 billion left. We should be concerned that we only have $3.5 billion left rather than we left $3.5 billion in the kitty.
Representative Frank Ryan, always appreciate your insight and your honesty, and thank you for being a part of the show. We wish you all the best in your endeavors after your term ends in the fall, and we expect to hear from you again as you try to influence Harrisburg from the outside.
I guarantee we will. We're going to fix the pension system, eliminate property taxes. We've got a lot of good stuff to do in the next 10 and a half months, Kevin. I won't let you down.
All right. Representative Frank Ryan, thank you very much. Have a great weekend, sir.
Sir, you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.